Audio presents If You Were Here by Jen Lancaster, read by Jamie Heimlein. Prologue. I blame HGTV for what happens next. Chapter 1. There's something about Ornistega. No, no, oh hell no! I'm standing upstairs in my office when I spot someone in an oversized hoodie and low-slung pants paint Ornistega in puffy silver letters on the flat red bricks of the building across the street, which is a church. I imagine the Lord probably has his own way of dealing with little thugs who deface houses of worship, but I can't just stand here waiting for him to scramble a swarm of locusts or turn rivers to blood. I imagine he's got a lot on his plate right now, what with war, poverty, the Sudanese situation, and all those reality show contestants asking for his divine guidance as they navigate their way through the obstacle course and into the jello pit. The other thing is, if he does take notice and sends down hail mixed with fire, it's going to ruin my lawn. I think sometimes God expects us to act as his emissaries. Ergo, I will fix this. I pressed the indoor talk button on the intercom system. Mac! Mac! There's a tagger outside and... Before I can even finish my sentence, my husband, Mac, has exited his basement office slash lair and flown across the street. When it comes to wrongs that need righting, Mac fancies himself a modern-day Batman.